WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
Boy, have we got an awesome show for you today. That's right. We're going to do a great show. We're going to go over the South Florida real estate market. It's our periodic update. We start with some great interviews that I did at the BizNow event in downtown Fort Lauderdale just yesterday. You're going to hear from some great movers and shakers that are shaping the future face of downtown Fort Lauderdale in retail and multifamily. So, Wanda, let's get with it.
Catcher is fine. Never saw such big ones, no man, oh man. We're coming in loaded just as fast as we can.
Always leave it to Wanda to rock the house. Wanda, where do you find these classic Elvis cuts? I just absolutely love them. Hey, everyone else I love Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want every advantage that you can. That's why I have to check out Warren Henry today. My mom took her car in for her one-month service appointment. I want to thank May for treating her right and the team at Warren Henry for putting her in that beautiful, safe car. Hey, you know, they've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar here in Miami. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi, and down in Key West, they've got just about everything you can think of. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. That's what Mom just had. And a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 days. I'm sure Mom's going to drive that person crazy. So join us as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. I gotta rock.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
A new season, a fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park. Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
You know, I'm really excited for the Marlins season. I was just at the ballpark today talking to our friends over there and setting up the table for our events that we're going to have with them. It's going to be an absolutely great season. Something else I want to help you out with, I want to help you out with your real estate deals. So if you need capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300 or email me at jim@freedonbusiness.com. I can help you get a private loan. I work with Spectrum. Spectrum's South Florida's probably oldest and one of the largest private lenders. We've been in business for 35 years, can do up to $15 million. One person makes the decision, we'll commit that day, we'll close in a week. Sounds good? Give me a call. Also, I can help you with your very, very complex real estate capital situations as well. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I'll help you do your deal. Need cash out? I'll help you with that. Need some money to pay taxes? give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like I said in the intro, I was at the BizNow Fort Lauderdale update this yesterday, and I had a chance to interview some of the movers and shakers that are reshaping the face of downtown Fort Lauderdale. It's a white-hot market. It's popping, popping, popping. If you haven't been to downtown Fort Lauderdale, well, you should go down there and check it out. So we're going to start with my friend Nicole, Nicole Scheinman. She's the head of Edens down here. They're a big public REIT. They're investing in downtown Fort Lauderdale. We'll hear why, and then Wanda will come back, and I'll introduce the next guest. We're here with Nicole Scheinman from Edens, and she runs South Florida for Edens. Big job for such a petite person, Nicole. How do you make it all happen?
Well, I've never been introduced that way, so I really, Jim, appreciate that.
Yes, it's
a lot of fun.
Oh, well, great. I'm so glad. And tell me a little bit about your organization and what makes it so much fun.
Sure. So Edens is a national retail developer, investor, and operator. We are really focused on the East Coast predominantly with a footprint in Texas as well. We're a $6.5 billion business with over 130 shopping centers, and we're focused mostly on grocery-anchored product. And we do everything from buy existing centers to build ground up to redevelop. We're sort of a pure-play retail player that is totally vertically integrated with all of our own in-house leasing, property management, and execution.
So you own all these grocery-anchored shopping centers, so you really are the oracle on what's going on with groceries and the evolution. How are you planning for the evolution of groceries and shopping at your neighborhood shopping centers?
So interestingly, what we've seen happen over the last couple of years is a move actually back towards the grocery-anchored open-air space, which is certainly something we're very pleased by and was core to our thesis as we shifted over the last 15 years to owning these prime MSA grocery-anchored assets. And we've seen that tenants today want to be on the street. They want to be next to grocery stores because they believe that, and they're right, that that is the traffic driver today. So we're really continuing to elevate the existing centers that we own. We're certainly seeing a shift from a tenancy perspective away from, you know, some traditional national soft goods retailers towards much more lifestyle-based retailers. And by lifestyle, I mean food and beverage, fitness, services, places where you can have experiences. So we are seeing in the inline space some shifting in terms of the uses that are coming in.
Yeah, I was surprised to read that national retailers are pulling out of major, what would have been in the past called fortress malls, and getting into these strip centers, and I guess it's because they felt buried.
Yeah, I think the consumer today, truthfully, wants to have an accessible mixed-use experience. They don't really want to have to go to a destination and park the car and walk 10 minutes and so on and so forth. So we're observing this. In fact, in our River Market project on Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale, Lululemon and Pottery Barn have left Galleria Mall and have come to our Whole Foods anchored center. And this is something you would never have observed 10 years ago. These guys would have required themselves being in an A mall. And I think this really demonstrates the nature of how tenancy is shifting today.
It also demonstrates how trendy the locations that you have, because Lululemon's also in places like Sunset Harbor on Miami Beach, and attracting the lifestyle tenants that you're looking for, the active adult under 45, I guess.
Yeah, well, we're very focused in purchasing centers and building centers that are located geographically in places where people want to be. But also, we spend a lot of time and effort focusing on the design and merchandising and curation of the experience at each of our places. And I think the reason tenants like Lululemon want to be there is they believe there's a value proposition associated with that.
100%. And again, I know you've got to go. I want to thank you for being our guest today. After you spoke at BizNow's Fort Lauderdale update, I want to thank Adriana Salusi and his team for bringing you here. Thank you so much, Nicole. Looking forward to having you on the show again sometime soon.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. And then we went on and we talked in greater detail to James Sturgis, I believe the guy's name was. Bad on me. And James is Jamie Sturgis. There it is. And he's got a new firm at Native Realty. He founded down there. He does land sales and retail sales. He's got some great insight. And I'm sorry about butchering your name. Rock on. Well, here we are with our more on our downtown Fort Lauderdale show today, and we're talking to Jamie Sturgis, the owner, founder of Native Realty. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Jamie, you got a specialty. It's finding urban retail?
That's right, yep, in the urban cores of Fort Lauderdale and other Broward markets.
Wow, that's awesome. So tell me a little bit about Flagler Village. The way I remember, Flagler Village was assembled by one guy. They thought he was crazy. I did a couple of deals around Flagler Village, never been able to get one in Flagler Village. Also, one of my good clients, Fairfield, did. So what's the next step with Flagler Village?
So the neighborhood's developing quickly, and it's still kind of defining itself. But, you know, the backstory is essentially 1950s-era warehouses have been adaptively repurposed, very similar to something like Wynwood. There's obviously been a lot of multifamily development, evidenced by Fairfield and other major national developers that are actively building projects there. So we have a unique mixture of adaptive reuse, retail creative office fused with, you know, mid-rise and high-rise multifamily development, including some large hotel projects that are happening. So it's a unique fusion similar to something like Wynwood meets Midtown Miami. And, you know, the future is still kind of being decided.
Now, I know some people are taking investment positions in even areas that are on the northern front, in the Sistrunk area. So is that also a natural expansion that you see?
Absolutely. You know, Sistrunk is a unique corridor and has some great possibilities to it. There's some cool projects that are going up there, including the new food hall, which is really exciting. But again, you know, a lot of it is being decided and it's in flux, right? So, you know, nothing is really set in stone, and the future of that particular corridor is still in transition.
So what do you think about the south side of the river?
Love it. I think there's great opportunities down there. You know, Tarpon River Brewing just opened. They're doing phenomenally well. You have the Grind Coffee Project over there. There's a number of multifamily development sites, including what Related just completed and phase two and three to come. So I'm very bullish on that neighborhood.
And what do you think would be the next micro neighborhood to go in the downtown Fort Lauderdale urban core? We've talked about Sistrunk. We've talked about Flagler Village. I guess an old one would be Victoria Park.
Yeah, so we're big believers in Oakland Park as well, which is often overlooked. You know, just north of Flagler Village, there's some really cool things happening up there. There's some great retailers going in. Obviously, you know, anchored by Funky Buddha, they did phenomenally well. They recently sold the Ballast Point. So, again, an untapped market in our opinion that we're very active in.
I really like it. And the reason I like it is because you've got direct highway access without a bunch of hubris from the rest of the stuff. And you can still jump in from the north side of downtown. I really think that that area is going to be connected by projects and by investors. And as it is, I really think that it's going to be an excellent opportunity. Jamie, I want to thank you so much. If you could leave us with one thought about Fort Lauderdale, what would it be?
Keep your eye on it. It's under everyone's radar, but it's growing quickly.
Thank you, Jamie. Looking forward to doing deals with you and your team at Native Realty. All right, now I've been doing deals in downtown Fort Lauderdale for, gosh, three decades? Am I that old? I did the 110 Tower now, 110 Tower. I did what's the school board building. I also put together the financing for the Ellington. And I believe that all these people that are doing residential in downtown Fort Lauderdale now should give me a tip, because I also did the Publix. And without that Publix, I don't think you'd see a lot of this stuff going on. So while they mentioned that it's overlooked, I've got to take pause with that, because downtown Fort Lauderdale has had incredible job growth over the last year, couple of years, natural job growth. Projects like the Amore, which we'll talk about in the next segment with Jay Jacobson, the developer, are setting a new height for incredible luxury rental pricing. You can walk out of there and walk right to Las Olas. The entire nature of Fort Lauderdale is changing. Flagler Village is different than the Las Olas area, which is different than the south side of the river, and they all have their benefits. They all have different things that make them the place to be. So stick with us after the break. We're going to talk more downtown Fort Lauderdale with two amazing experts. We're going to talk with Norm Adams from Styles, and then our cleanup hitter is going to be Jay Jacobson from Eden. Jay is doing a lot of the high-rise residential there. You're going to want to make sure you listen to both Norm and Jay. We'll talk office with Norm, Resi with Jay. It's going to be great. Stick with us. Wanda, take it away. So, Wanda, are you playing that because you think I'm Bill Murray? Is that why?
No, I think you're all right.
All right. Well, thank you. That's an even better reason to play it. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Go up to Gainesville for their Audi store. Down to the Keys, they've got all kinds of great nameplates. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Sandy's awesome. Give her a call. Hey, everybody. I want to let you know that if you need capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. You need private equity? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a creative solution for your real estate problem? Well, I'm the man. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you get loans. I can help you with some expert testimony. I'm doing that for some attorneys in town. I can help you consult on how to expand your real estate operating company. I'm doing that for a bunch of people here in town. So if you need extra help with your real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300 or send me an email, jim@freedonbusiness. It's real easy. And when you reach out to me and we talk, you're going to find something out. When you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're going to dive back in with the BizNow interviews from the BizNow Fort Lauderdale Conference. Next up, we've got Norm Adams. Norm is one of the guys on the Styles development team. We're going to talk about office and the changes in downtown. Styles is the Styles organization has changed the entire face of downtown for the better, and we're going to hear what their plan is now. Let's give it a listen. Norm Adams.
We're back at BizNow today. I want to thank again Adriano Solucci for getting us together. And, of course, we're now here. We're talking downtown Fort Lauderdale. Who else to talk about downtown Fort Lauderdale except for Norm Adams from Styles? Norm, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, Styles Corporation has reshaped the skyline and fabric of the community in Fort Lauderdale for many generations at this point. You're on your third generation, right?
Yes, indeed. Ken Styles has taken over now after the departure of our beloved founder. And we are embarking on some of our most exciting projects ever. Today, we have over $1 billion worth of projects in the pipeline, and about $500 million of that is right in our downtown core.
Absolutely exciting beyond belief. You know, you guys were the first guys to capitalize on the public's expansion trend. What's the trend that you see now that's driving your development?
Well, we see people, our tenants, want amenities. They want walkability to space. They want access to restaurants. They want access to places to meet, to places to shop, places to get groceries. So you'll be able to walk downstairs to the grocery store and get prepared meals and great food, and you won't have to get in your car and drive somewhere else to go to the grocery store after work. You can just do it right there and then drive home, or walk home for that matter.
So are you telling me that your new deal in downtown Fort Lauderdale is going to be close to a Publix?
We have a grocery store that we're talking to right now that's signed a letter of intent, and we're under a letter of confidentiality with regard to who that is.
Sounds to me like I got to be moving to downtown Fort Lauderdale. Now, it's going to be close to the school, too, no?
Oh, yes. The school will be next door, and it so will the new hotel. The Hyatt Hotel will be across the street in Coulter's new project, and there are new restaurants being designed in the ground floors of all these buildings where we will also have an amazing restaurant at the corner of 3rd Avenue and Las Olas, a 10,000 square foot steakhouse that we're just itching to announce as soon as it's inked.
Oh, you're such a tease today, Norm. Is there anything you can tell me?
Well, I can tell you that so far we've built every new office tower on Las Olas except for one, and we're going to build this next one right now at what we think is the new epicenter of downtown as we see all the new growth coming west with the Hyatt Hotel and Rolo and PMG, and all the movement is going to 3rd Avenue and Andrews.
I 100% agree. If it's possible for me to live, go down in the elevator, walk my dog, then pick up some groceries, go back upstairs, take a shower, and then walk to my job, I'm not living in Fort Lauderdale, I'm living in Manhattan.
Yeah, you're going to have the conveniences of that downtown walkable lifestyle with the enjoyment of doing it in a Fort Lauderdale climate. It was wonderful today when we got here to BizNow, and I saw that the directory sign to get to the venue was painted on a pink surfboard.
That's right. That's our lifestyle. Now, Norm, I want to talk a little bit about trends. You mentioned the office building a little bit. One of the things I wanted to talk about is that Fort Lauderdale is one of the very few markets that's seen dramatic job growth. What's driving that?
Well, you've got about 1,000 people a day moving to the state of Florida, and South Florida is getting a third of that. So we have tremendous demand for providing residences, and the residences are here because there's job growth. We're seeing positive job growth, we're seeing companies expand, and we're very, very excited about that.
Norm, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I want to wish you, Ken, and all of my friends over there, Rocco and the team at Styles, great success in the new generation of growth.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Norm Adams, and now we're going to hit the home run hitter, the cleanup batter, Jay Jacobson. Jay single-handedly has developed the MRA, which is the apartment building that's setting the mark in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and Jay's getting ready to do another one. We're going to talk about what his thoughts are on downtown Fort Lauderdale right now. So we're here today with Jay Jacobson of Eden Multifamily. We're talking urban residential and suburban residential development with the man, the oracle himself, Jay Jacobson. How many thousands of units have you built, Jay?
25,000 plus or minus, but I'm old.
Yeah, you are an old man.
I've been doing it for a while.
You are an old man, and you got a great house in the Keys, too, to go relax. So you got to work in there. So what do you see in the future of urban development? You know, you hear all these people talking about micro units, traffic. You know, what do you see as the future in urban residential?
Well, I think what people do in South Florida is they make their housing decisions based on traffic patterns now. I grew up in Miami, and I used to be able to actually move around. You know, these days you make every single decision on what you do during the day on where I'm going to get stuck, how I'm not going to get stuck, how do I get around I-95, and
100%.
Where do I end up?
100%.
So there are certain urban areas that have grown, that are going to continue to grow, and there's certain suburban areas, and I don't call them suburban areas anymore. I mean, Sunrise has an urban center. Hialeah is developing urban centers. So, you know, South Florida has turned into one urbanized area.
Miami Beach mayor wants to do one on 41st Street, Arthur Godfrey Road now, which is interesting. So then what you're talking about is sort of high activity, centralized locations, which are kind of have all the land uses and all the different things, shopping, office, all together.
Exactly. I think the days of single-purpose land use designations are over, or should be over. There is no reason to segregate housing from commercial, from retail, from entertainment districts. No one wants that anymore. There's new generations of people coming up that enjoy walking, they enjoy short drives, they enjoy different types of commutes, and they don't want to travel long distances. It's a waste of time.
Well, we're at an event here today, the BizNow event. We'll give high five to Adriana for getting everybody together here in Broward, talking about Broward. And inevitably, when people talk about multifamily, somebody goes micro units. Today they said, what about micro units? I was sitting in the back, and I said, oh, everybody turned around. You know, what about micro units? And then I'm starting to hear a new concept, which is more of a open dorm-like situation where you have three or four bedrooms sharing common areas.
look, I, you know, may be from a different generation.
You are from a different generation.
But I tend to look at micro units as serving a purpose in incredibly high cost areas that have very high paying jobs and lots of them and lack of land. They work in New York, Seattle, maybe San Francisco. They have and I've been involved as an investor in a number of these projects. They have an incredibly high turnover rate. People do not like living long term in 200 to 300 square foot,
really,
that are essentially hotel rooms.
Yeah.
So in South Florida, to think that you're building a micro unit just to deliver a cheaper product is I think a fallacy. I think what you're doing is you're building a future hotel.
Well, now it looks like there are larger unit buildings, such as your Amaray project that you built up in Fort Lauderdale, has great market acceptance, and those are big, expensive units.
I think there's a market in every submarket for larger units that are a little bit more expensive to supply the aging baby boomer, leading edge of the baby boomer population. People are moving out of 2,000-4,000 square foot houses, don't want to move into a 900 square foot two bedroom.
So, Jay, where do you think the next hot market is going to be in South Florida?
Everywhere other than where I'm building right now, so everyone needs to go there and leave us alone. But in reality, I think Broward County is going to outshine Dade and Palm Beach County over the next 5 to 7 years.
Thank you so much, Jay Jacobson. Now go speak to the rest of the world at the event. I want to thank again Adriano Salucci and BizNow for getting us together today with Jay Jacobson. More after this.
All right, everybody, you heard what was going on in downtown Fort Lauderdale. There's lots of people moving there. It's an activity center that's growing and really happening. There's all kinds of new restaurants and shops. They're mixing all the uses, and people are creating vertical neighborhoods.
Places to take your pets.
Yeah, actually, so it sounds like there may even be a place for you to live up there.
I could move north of the border.
I think it'd be great. It's a beautiful place. You can walk to Publix, thanks to the guy that did the Publix. I wonder who that was. That was me. And they're going to do a new Publix. It's really a really happening place. You can go to school there. You can go to your work there. You can take the Brightline to West Palm there. Soon Brightline will go from there to Miami. And what will be in the middle will be Fort Lauderdale. They always said Boca was going to take off because it was between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm, but it really didn't. It's now going to be, I believe, Fort Lauderdale. And Fort Lauderdale's got great infrastructure. You can get to the beach. You've got great shopping. You've got that great area of Las Olas. They're re-tenanting all the retail on Las Olas. If you're a broker that does retail and restaurants, you probably want to move to Fort Lauderdale and work with the guy, Jaime Sturgis, who's just been tearing it up there. He's an ex-Metro One guy, so he's trying to bring the energy that Wynwood had up there. It's really exciting. I've worked on a number of deals up there. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I've done the Publix on the south side of the river. I did the school board building, townhouse deal called the Ellington. I also did the 110 Tower. So, I've helped people put together transactions up in Fort Lauderdale. If you're looking to do a deal in Fort Lauderdale, you can give me a call. And if you stick with us through the break, I'm going to be talking about the rest of South Florida. We're going to talk about office, industrial, retail, debt, equity, condos, single-family housing, all of it. If you got a question and you want to give me a call, you can call me here at the station at 305-541-2350. I never really tease people to call in, but if you want to call in and talk real estate with me today, well, give it a shot. 305-541-2350. I know Wanda's got some questions. So let's go to the break. We'll come back and we'll light the house on fire.
Take the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked. Take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell her, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Jim, I'm on the radio. Don't call now.
I never am. fireball.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. And hey, if you need some real estate capital, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. You heard him talking about urban Fort Lauderdale earlier. I sold a bunch of land up there, too. I helped deals get capitalized up there. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. If I can help you with your real estate deal, you can send me an email at jim@freedonbusiness.com and get a hold of me, too. I'm doing all kinds of things. I'm representing people as a consultant. I'm doing expert witness work. I'm also doing a whole bunch of private lending. So give me a call if I can help you. You need cash out of your real estate. If you need to get your deal capitalized, if you need a creative solution to help you get over the hump, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're back, and thank you so much for watching the show. It's you can give us a call. We're talking about commercial real estate today.
And listening.
Yeah, we are. They are listening.
Watching the show.
Well, they're listening. What can I tell you? I know they're not watching the show because whenever we play Pitbull, something happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about commercial real estate. We spent the first half of the show talking about downtown Fort Lauderdale. We're going to spend the rest of the show talking about the rest of South Florida. So what is it that you'd want to talk about first? Wanda, you got any ideas?
Well, we talked about all that other great stuff. What about apartments and condos and all that stuff south of the border here in Miami-Dade?
Well, south of the border, you've got all kinds of great real estate deals going on. A lot of the apartment deals are starting to deliver right now, and there will be soon. And there's some really interesting projects coming out. And what you're going to see is the new finishes and the new ways that the buildings are built. And they're also built in all of these new urban locations. You heard Jay Jacobson talk about it a little. Everybody's kind of focusing in on trying to be in a urban zone where you got a lot of different things going on and people can be together and mix it up and walk to work and walk to shopping and get yourself off the highway. The main thing is that people want to avoid the highway. Another thing that Jay Jacobson said was that people are figuring out where they want to live based on where their roots are and their timing is, and they're trying to get back and do that, and it's not that easy for them. So, you know, these people are building the apartment buildings in the different locations. And let's face it, they're building condos, too. And the condos, a lot of them are going to be turned into rentals. A lot of the people that own the condos built them to do them as rentals. So the units to rent them as rentals. So you'll see some, you know, highly amenitized units going up in the condos. And you'll see some highly amenitized units going up in the apartments. What won't you see? You won't see a lot of attainable housing. That's going to come next. Why? Because the attainable housing was destroyed and they built these apartment buildings. But you're going to see people building the attainable housing. I'm working with some guys, right, some people right now. And we're building 6-unit, 8-unit, 12-unit, 24-unit deals. They were on the show a few weeks ago, Metronomic. And they're going to build attainable housing. Housing for people that work in downtown that want to live in, you know, a little bit just outside in like Flagler Village, Little Havana, Coconut Grove. Amazing deals. We're doing them, and it's really, really cool. We also loaned money to them. They were one of our private lending clients. Other people that I'm seeing doing deals are a lot of the major real estate operating companies that are self-capitalized. Right now, if you're going to go vertical, you're going to have to pretty much be able to have a lower leverage construction loan, and not a lot of the merchant builders can do that. So you're going to see maybe a little bit of a slowdown or a change in the nature of the apartment buildings. But guess what, everybody? It's time to start developing your condo. That's right. If it takes 5 to 6 years to get your condo out of the ground and built, well, you better be starting right now. That's right now. And I got to tell you, there is financing for condo construction. I was on the phone yesterday talking about one of those deals. And if you get your sales in line, you know, it may take you a little while. You're probably going to have to commit a couple of $1 million to put up your sales center, get your pre-sales going. And if you can prove out that your project is going to be successful and reach the pre-sale threshold, your deal's going to go. Why? Because I know the construction lenders, and that's what they're telling me. And I got to tell you, if a developer can get financed, he'll go vertical, and now may be the time for people to start. I know for a fact that I'm having meetings with people, and we're talking about that right now. Won't tell you exactly where, but I will guarantee you that it's in one of these high-density urban cores here in South Florida, and there is a demand for this. There's a demand for places to live close in. How do I know? Because I've been doing it for 35 years. I live right next to the huge development the Paraiso District that Related is about to deliver. So that's what I think about apartments and condos. What's next, Wanda?
Well, I think with all these people moving in and out, they've got lots of stuff and they need a place to store it. And I've been noticing lots of storage units going up. How many storage units do you think we can possibly handle?
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because unless we're building as many storage units as we are apartments, we're not really probably oversupplied because a lot of the apartment units are going to be smaller.
Yep.
And what are you going to do with your stuff? No one ever wants to throw anything out. Just go to your
back. That's a whole other issue.
Okay, well, but that issue is what drives these storage deals. And so the storage deals are going up in neighborhoods that are real close to these apartment buildings. And what's really going on is if your apartment building is a couple of closets short, that's what the storage thing is for. And so people are using the storage unit, and once they go in, they never come out. I've had my storage unit for like 20 years. I keep trying to get the weekend to take them out.
Do you ever take things out, or do you just keep putting things in?
I kind of swap things out. Mm-hmm. But there's things that never move, and I really want to get in there one day and just take a lot of that stuff out that never moves. I want to make a rule that if I haven't touched it in a year, it's going to go out. If I haven't touched it in a year, I don't need it. Well, I don't know that it's all saleable. I got a lot of bobbleheads in there, you know, Marlin stuff. I've got my notes. I still do. I take written notes of every phone call that I've had since I got into the real estate business in 1984. In fact, just recently I found that the last notebook that I took my notes in when I was at UF. I keep everything.
Hmm.
I'm not alone.
Pack rat.
I am.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Well, it's not bad.
It's not.
As long as we've got storage units, we've got them.
You know, let's talk about pets. You know,
pets
are a flashpoint. You know, a lot of people moved into these buildings a long time ago, then they brought the pets in later. The pets are now got these cut things on that they're untouchable because they're the service animals. And let me tell you, I love the pets. I like to go in the elevator. I like them to lick my hand.
Yeah.
I like to pet them. I like Fluffy or Fluffy.
They like to be touched.
I work in a lot of places where the dogs bring calmness.
Mm-hmm.
But when people have the really big dogs, I don't know how happy they are in the apartments.
Well, do we get rid of big dogs? Because that's becoming an issue. I mean, if we keep making places that people can live in the city that are smaller, what happens to the big dogs? Are we going to just...
We got to give them tall grass.
Breed them out?
We got to give them tall grass. Well, look, you know that a lot of dogs have been bred for whatever, but I don't think you breed them out. I just think you got to think...
Is that a word, really?
I don't know. But the point is that I think that what you do with the pets is that you have to be considerate of the pet, and you have to love the pet enough to not try to force it into something that's just not good for it. The pets, did I just almost say the pets are people too? I guess I just did, didn't I?
Well, they're souls.
They are a soul. They are a soul. And they're beautiful. I love Fluffy.
Beautiful souls.
I mean, Fluffy keeps me calm. So, in fact, I know guys
that...
That's even possible. I know. There's people that are putting real, like, pet washes and stuff in these places.
Really?
I'm telling you, there's beauty salons for pets. Wanda, I got to move you into this building.
I'd move into that.
I need you there. What else are you thinking about?
Shopping centers. So I like having the... I like the idea of just roaming downstairs and picking up stuff in my pajamas.
Well, maybe not in your role. Well, a visual I really didn't necessarily need, but I do the same thing. I walk down in my building in my pajamas, but there's nothing down there except the mailroom. But the Styles guys are building it. They're building a Publix underneath. Well,
cool.
Let me say this. They didn't say Publix. They didn't announce who it is, so I can't say Publix. But some upscale retailers going in there down.
Whole Foods, wouldn't that be awesome?
All I can tell you is if that happened,
just saying.
Vivian make me buy three units there.
Just saying.
What an awesome place that's going to be.
Oh.
And, you know, it's really exciting what's going on in downtown Fort Lauderdale because it was overlooked. And downtown Fort Lauderdale is really getting exciting. But the other places that have been overlooked are also being built. Wynwood keeps on cranking. If you went and drove through Wynwood, you wouldn't believe it. The parking garage is almost, it looks finished. They've got the top glassed in for windows. Other buildings, Related's doing a smoking hot deal that basically surrounds Panther Coffee. It's really, really exciting. And then I can tell you, I know somebody who's got a deal up there that just went hard, but I can't tell you who. I can't tell you where.
Don't tell.
Oh, no. Might be me, though. And so, you know, it's really going well up there in Wynwood. You're seeing all kinds of stuff go on. You're seeing the same kind of thing go on in Doral. All these urban cores are going on. And what are they doing? They're doing it around retail. Retail that you can walk downstairs, walk up and down Main Street, go into a restaurant, and it's something that I think is real important. And so you go, how are we going to get rid of this traffic if we don't build more roads? We're going to take people off the highway this way. Imagine how fewer, there's fewer trips. If the people are going downstairs in the elevator, they're not going in their car. And that's two trips right there that's off, going and coming. That's two different trips. And also, you know, we should talk about how they're doing now the immediate delivery. Immediate delivery is changing this. I think that now all the big players are you know, either a subscription fee or a per transaction delivery fee. And I must tell you is that I needed a whole bunch of men's personal items. Let's just talk about it that way. And I go like once a month, once every quarter. And I buy like the shampoo and the toothpaste and the whatever I'm going to use. This time I did it online. It took me 20 minutes, 15 minutes. I didn't even have to go in the car. I saved money, too. I won't tell you where I bought, but I compared a couple of the major sites, and then I picked one. And I'm sure that's what people are going to do more and more. I saw something last night on TV that by, like, I think it was 2024, 70% of groceries are going to be delivered.
Awesome.
I know. I think it's great. And they're also now getting real close to, I couldn't believe this, but it appears to be true, drone delivery. They do it in Europe. And I've seen photos of the UPS truck with the drone thing on the top. I guess the guy the person puts the package up, gives it to the drone, and the drone takes it? I don't know.
To the high rise?
I guess. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get deliveries on my balcony, though.
That's
That'd
what
be kind of weird.
That'd be kind of weird. For sure.
Now, what else are we talking about today? We've been talking about real estate. We're talking about it all over the place. Let's talk about the impact of Brightline.
I have another one.
Oh, okay, give
what
it
about,
me.
Since we're all in the city, how about making it less building-y and more greenery? How about parks and things like that?
Well, a lot of these big projects are including parks. This Paraiso District, this huge development deal that Related did, has a park. They did another one, the Icon Biscayne Bay, and that has actually access to the waterfront through the building and a park that they delivered. So people are, the developers are trying to address it, but, you know, people talk about green space, but you know, these buildings are tall too, so there's a lot of other changes to our experience living here as we switch into an urban environment. And I really think it's an exciting time.
Well, if they can make a building look like a treehouse, I'm all in.
Actually, I have clients that are doing that in Coconut Grove right
there
now.
There you go. I'm in.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the urban development that we talked about. We'll talk about affordable, attainable, workforce, whatever kind of housing you want to talk about. But we'll do that after the break. And if you listen, you may even find out where you want to do your real estate and how you want to do it. So I'm going to help you make some money.
Like a fool, I went.
Oh, that you played that just for me and Vivian.
I did.
Oh, man. You know, she's listening. I love her so much. That girl rocks my world.
Okay.
Wasn't for her. She's the person to talk to Larry's in.
Oh, yeah. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
That's my wife, and that's Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends at Warren Henry. Larry, Ismet, May, all of them. Go get your Land Rover, your Range Rover, your Infiniti, your Jaguar. You need an Audi, they'll get it for you out of their Audi store in Gainesville. You want something else? They can get that too. They've got a great store down in Key West that's got everything. And what do they got in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, but they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Very well thought out by Warren, in fact. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, Red Cap service. I used Red Cap. They serviced my car. Red Cap brought it back. At rush hour, I didn't have to go in rush hour to pick up my car. High five. And they went way out of their way. They polished it. They washed it. It was amazing. Beautiful. You know, the Warren Henry Advantage, complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. We just talked about Red Cap service and the personal assistant that you can call on for anything, anytime. Well, my mom's going to bother that person. My mom just got the Warren Henry car. She just went to May for her first service. What a beautiful, lovely experience. They're loving people there. You know, always the best price, always the best service. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always. Warren Henry.
A new season, a fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park. Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at Marlins.com/.
That's it. Oh, yeah. I can't wait for baseball season to start. Opening day's a couple of weeks away on a Thursday. I'm going to go there. I maybe have to put my show in the can that day because I want to make sure that I'm on the air in case it's extra innings or something. Or maybe I'll just call in from the ballpark.
I was going to say, I wonder how we can do it from the ballpark. Well, I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to go? Is that the story?
I do want to go now.
You're my date. Well, you can't. You got to work.
No, we got to figure out how to get this show on the air without either one of us being here. That would be magic.
Well, talk to Big Jim. Maybe he can make it happen. All right. Hey, you know, give me a call. I can help you with your real estate. You're hearing me talk about it all day today. I've got a phone book. I know a lot of good people to help you get your real estate capitalized, to get your real estate executed, to develop your deal. A private lender, give me a call at 305-773-6300 or email me, Jim@FreedonBusiness, because when you do that, it's all about you. That's right. I can help you get cash out of your real estate. I can help you close a deal. If you're a realtor, I can help your clients close the deal. Land, commercial, residential, South Florida, Central Florida. I just closed a memory care financing in Central Florida. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, you're getting the benefit. I speak at all these conferences all the time about all kinds of different things, and today I'm doing it for you. So we talked about Fort Lauderdale, which is the poppin' happening place in South Florida. As much as you think it's Brickell and downtown and Edgewater, those were early in the cycle. Right now, Fort Lauderdale's on fire. It's got the benefit of enormous and fabulous job growth, real job growth. The people are moving out of the western part suburbs. They're moving into the downtown to be close to their jobs. It's just incredible. You can hear all the great interviews on the website. We'll have them up probably today or tomorrow. And I've done a bunch of deals in downtown Fort Lauderdale, put together land, put together financing, put together joint venture equity, did all my good little tricks up in downtown Fort Lauderdale. And of course, I could do them for you if you give me a call at 305-773-6300 or send me an email, Jim@FreedonBusiness. Wanda, we've been going through all kinds of different things. I know you listen to a lot of this stuff and you have some questions. What about another one?
What about office buildings?
Well, Norm talked about office buildings. Office buildings are going to come. They're building them now in Coconut Grove. In fact, beautiful office buildings. If you want to go and have a great office, Coconut Grove right next to Green Street, they got some great stuff going on over there. Norm talked about Stiles' new office building in downtown Fort Lauderdale. What else you're seeing out in the suburbs? A lot of suburban retrofitting. I've seen some other deals. I want to give a high five to office building. That's right. There you go. High five to the office building developers that I see building up on the Palmetto. That's Duke. That's my friends up at Duke are building over there. And of course, you've got the Godina folks building stuff everywhere. And it's just really, really cool. There'll be more office buildings going in as people can find them in Wynwood. You got them going up in Wynwood. And what do they have in common? They have in common that they're near where people want to live. And where when people want to shop, these are vertically integrated little areas now. People don't want to go from place to place, and soon you'll be able to take the train from the big cities to each other. And in a little while, you'll be getting multiple stops. I call it like the Long Island Railroad. I've already got people locating sites and negotiating with the train to get them to stop there. Soon, it's going to happen. It's going to be the most incredible change that you've seen in South Florida, and everybody should position themselves to take advantage of that. How do you do that? Well, give me a call and I'll help you.
What's the number?
Oh, it's 305-773-6300. You can email me, Jim, at freedonbusiness. So we talked office, we talked condo, we talked retail, we talked storage, industrial. They always say industrial is the new retail, and we can talk about last mile delivery. But Amazon and all the other big retailers are trying to find spaces close to where you live so they can get it in the truck and get it to you. That's going to be the biggest problem, is how they're going to be able to live up to their promise. Because let's say that Amazon has a facility up by the Big Bend up in Miami Gardens, and they want to Opa-locka up in that area by Opa-locka Airport. Let's say that that's where their facility is for fulfillment. Let's say that their promise is to get it to you in an hour. Let's say they've got a whole lot of people that want something that day in the same area, and I-95 gets shut down with the truck on it. How are they going to deal with that? Right. So there's all, I guess, with a drone. You forgot,
Ron. I saw that face.
Yeah, I know. Drone is the answer. And so, but it'll be real interesting to see how all that rolls out. But there's all kinds of industrial stuff. There's all kinds of special use stuff. People are showing me these new facilities for recreation. I don't want to talk about them because I got to sign confidentialities. But recreation and entertainment is what's changing the retail deal, the 555 deal out by the county line that they're trying to do. The world's largest entertainment and retail. Shout out to my good friend Edgar Jones spearheading that along with the folks at the Graham Companies. It'll be real interesting to see what they do and how their deal evolves. Probably going to have more entertainment and more things to do. So it's going to be a real interesting thing to see how everything kind of rolls out. But it all rotates on how we're going to deal with transportation and getting around and reducing everybody's daily stress. And, you know, I want to kind of fixate on that a little bit. Everybody's out there. You're in traffic. It's kind of sunny today, so it's real hot out there. And you got to kind of stay calm. I've been practicing this. It's not real easy, but when somebody cuts you off or whatever, maybe they're on the phone, maybe they're not paying attention, don't take it out on them. Give yourself a break.
Yeah.
That's right. Give yourself a break. Be gentle to yourself.
Take a deep breath.
Two deep breaths from
Three.
The bottom of your stomach.
Yeah.
I make believe it's my mom. And when I pull up, sometimes it is my mom. Not really, but I'm just saying. And so you got to just kind of let it go. If you're sweating the small stuff, just imagine what the big stuff is going to do. And I kind of like that to end the show today. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. Of course, BizNow was there today. We've got the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We were up there the other week. I want to thank you, our listeners. Hey, go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. Join our community. Oh, the Marlins. I forgot the Marlins. Thank you to the Marlins. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet me at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website keeps getting more hits. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it posted. It'll be on our website, freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday from 6 to 7. Why? Because I just love doing this. And Wanda will be there too, won't you, Wanda?
Sure. We're going to have
Fluffy there?
Yeah, why not?
Polo. I always call it Fluffy, but I know the name is Polo. Hey, remember, this isn't a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. Just look at me. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, rock us.
Time. Celebration.
We go.
Celebrate good times, come on. Let's celebrate.